The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. It's finally election day. The polls are open in Pennsylvania from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. tonight, and in New Jersey from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Last night, thousands of people jammed into the Ben Franklin Parkway for an election eve rally with Vice President Kamala Harris. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
Oh, it's good to be back in the city of brotherly love.
The Harris-Walz campaign put on star-studded rallies in all the battleground states and simulcast them between live speeches by Governor Shapiro and Mayor Parker and performances by The Roots, Ricky Martin, and Lady Gaga on an elaborate stage set up in front of the Rocky Steps, which Vice President Harris found fitting.
A tribute to those who start as the underdog and climb to victory.
The vice president spent the entire day in Pennsylvania underscoring how crucial the state is to winning the White House and delivered her final message in the city where turnout could determine who wins the state.
The race ain't over yet, and we must finish strong, and you will decide the outcome of this election, Pennsylvania.
Polls show the race a dead heat, but Harris sounded confident.
We will win. Because when you know what you stand for, you know what to fight for.
On the Parkway, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And former President Trump was also in the state on Monday in Reading and Pittsburgh. County officials have some last-minute reminders for anyone planning to vote in person today. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Bucks County Commissioner Bob Harvey says while there are laws governing polling places, it basically comes down to simple decency and respect.
We are all Americans. We all have the right to vote for whoever we believe is going to, you know, take our country in the direction we'd like to see it go in. And so if you disagree with that person, well, that's okay.
Harvey says if voters have any concerns at polling places, they can call 911. The Montgomery County DA's office has a hotline that voters can call if they worry laws are being violated. Montgomery County Commissioner Jamila Winder.
We can vote for different candidates and still be respectful to our poll workers, but also to our friends and neighbors that will be at the polling location casting their ballot.
Winder says Montgomery County processed 193 mail-in ballot applications. She says they estimate they'll have those ballots counted by midday Wednesday, but adds that's just an estimate. Harvey says Bucks County processed about 150,000 mail-in ballot applications, but they can't say when they'll finish counting them. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Elon Musk's million-dollar-a-day battleground state voter sweepstakes is allowed to continue, despite Philadelphia's district attorney's lawsuit attempting to block it. KYW's John McDevitt was in the City Hall courtroom for the hearing by a state judge.
The legal team for Elon Musk and America PAC admitted that the so-called winners were not randomly chosen at all, but purposefully selected for their personal stories. A non-disclosure contract is drawn up, and they earn $1 million as spokespeople for the Political Action Committee. The team argued an injunction to the contest will be moot because the last of the names will be announced on Election Day, and the contract will not be offered to a Pennsylvanian, but to someone from Michigan. Three registered voters voters from Pennsylvania who supported the First and Second Amendments were among those selected since the program started in mid-October. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner alleged the program violates state election laws. He called it a scam and wanted the judge to block it. However, Common Pleas Court Judge Angelo Foglietta denied Krasner's request. He didn't immediately disclose the reason for his decision. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The school district opened a series of meetings to gather input as it draws up a plan that could see schools closed, built, and consolidated in the coming years. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
The district is developing a facilities plan because its aging buildings have the capacity for 180,000 students, but there are only 116,000 enrolled. Monday night, a handful of parents and students gathered at the Path Building on Cottman Avenue as the district held the first of 32 sessions to hear what priorities should be considered. Melanie Silva, whose daughter attends Ronhurst Elementary, says environmental safety is her main concern.
Buildings that have asbestos and lead. I mean, that has to be dealt with immediately.
Deputy Superintendent for Operations Oz Hill said possible swing spaces have been identified and said unlike 2012 and 13 when 30 schools were closed, this time public input will be paramount. Hill said a draft of the plan with recommendations on possible school closures wouldn't be presented to the school board until a year from now. In Northeast Philadelphia, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.